Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been Ann Hirsch.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't want to miss the Christina Liu section of the show.
When is it? Oh, we're here now. We actually had a very great, great guest coming into the show. Tori this morning, and Christine, and then Shari does such a job. Honestly, for Project Independence, that, and I said it there and I'll say it again, I mean, kudos to everybody. Christina, right here with Project Independence, they go so out of their way to help the people who, the seniors in town of North Hempstead. It's an honor and a pleasure to work here with you guys. So, Christina, how are you?
Good. No, it really, it just flies by. I feel like every week it just gets faster and faster, the shows. But they were both wonderful, wonderful. I mean, we just had the privilege of having these great organizations on our show to show, you know, really how amazing they are and how invested everyone seems to be in their jobs and career choices, I think is absolutely wonderful. And Shari, as she said earlier, we sit next to each other in our cubicle, so I'm constantly hear her on the phone. And, you know, there's really tough cases that Shari gets to, and she doesn't – you don't even realize what goes on until you actually, you know, are hearing it, because the coordination that she does and the care that she really puts into dealing with each constituent, and you know, everyone has their own issues and their own, you know, place they need to go, you know, so it gets hard and people can get agitated or frustrated. And what I love about Project Independence programs is because we are a small little program and unit of staff, the communication is really open between all of us. So as Shari said, if something comes in, someone can say, you know, I need to go to food shopping. And then you realize, you know, they have, you know, all these issues with their heat or, you know, whatever it could be. And then, you know, the fact that she can then pass it to the social worker in that area, I mean, it just makes such a seamless, wonderful program and system, and making sure the senior gets the help that they need. So I think it's just she doesn't give herself enough credit for how amazing she really is. So I'm going to give her another shout out because I do hear the inside. And what she didn't get to do, because there was so much jam-packed in her segments.
No, yeah, I agree.
We have a CarFit program, and this program is really wonderful. We're partnered with AARP and AAA and the American Occupational Therapy Association. It's really great because another thing, you know, what we wanted to stress with Project Independence is this program, CarFit especially, is really true to the mission of PI. And essentially, you know, we want to help seniors maintain their independence is really the main goal of Project Independence. And, you know, driving is a really huge part of that, you know, and a lot of people, that's very difficult to give up the keys. So if you are able, we want you healthy, obviously, and safe. So if you are able to drive, we want you to, you know, continue, obviously. So this CarFit program, it's designed to help seniors achieve a better fit in their car, as far as safety and comfort as well. It's a 12-point checklist they come out with. They'll teach you to adjust your mirrors. And, I mean, Shari has, like, a whole thing. There's a ruler she'll whip out to see how, you know, far away you are from the steering wheel and the blind spots. And what I was CarFit in my car because I was curious to see this. And it was really amazing because I'm sitting in there and half of the things I didn't know where anything was, which is, you know. And then with the mirrors, what always sticks with me, and I think about this all the time, is that you're not supposed to see your car in your mirrors. Because you know you're in your car, so you really want to get the most, you know, visibility. So you shouldn't see it, which was a big adjustment for me because I had like half my car in the mirror. And so it's just really, it's amazing. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes. And this event is going to be on Thursday, May 17th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. And to make reservations for that, you call AAA directly. So that's 516-873-2364. And you can call 311 at any time. We can give you that information as well. But if you're unable to go to the event, you know, Shari also can arrange, you know, a private CarFit in our parking lot too. So I really encourage people to do it. You know, no matter what, you know, as you age and changes to your body, things change. And, you know, how you might have been a couple of years ago in your car might not necessarily work. You know, I laugh thinking about my grandfather for years had such severe neck problems, you know, so he could barely turn his head, but somehow thought he could still, like, drive without being able to turn his head, you know. So that was a really hard thing, and I remember dealing with it, you know, with my mom, because it was very hard for him to, like, really give up those, like, keys. So obviously, if you're able to drive safely, we want to keep you driving safely, and if you are not able to, Shari will come in and help find transportation.
I'm going to add something to it, and you're going to have to pass this on.
Yes.
Claudia Poglianish.
Yes.
I said it nice. I said
it
perfect.
Yeah, you did. That really rolled off the tongue there.
Was here last week from Viscotti, and they also have a program helping people do not car fit, but if you have...
if you actually have, right, you could actually, you know, find the assistive devices that, you know, if you have some kind of, you know, issue, whatever, whatever it might be, that, you know, you need kind of these adaptive technologies, which is amazing that they have these things that you could figure it out.
But I was really saying it because I got Poglianish right.
He just wanted to keep saying it. He's very proud of himself. See, watch out now. But I really encourage people to definitely call 311 or 869-6311. For any of your transportation needs. And as, you know, Shari had mentioned too, even if you're not, you know, you don't need food shopping or medical, you're looking to try and get to a friend's house or into the city or something. The fact that Shari can kind of work with you and be your little personal travel agent, I think is great.
Oh, she's wonderful. You know? Honestly, today, I mean, I know what she does.
Yeah.
And that's why, and I it's an unfortunate thing because you have to hear it over and
over.
And today now, a whole new light was shed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that she'd walk me through and get me here and get me there and then wind up sending somebody to the house. And
yeah, and you know, what's great is because she's been doing it for so many years now that, you know, she has a lot in her, like, database, you know. And what's great, too, a lot of these taxi cabs that we are partnered with through our medical and food shopping will give discounts.
Right.
You know, so just the fact of calling them and saying, listen, I am a PI member, you know, it holds some weight with these things. So it's really great. And the fact that you'll find the cheapest route for you to get to A, B, C, and D, you know, because I'll hear sometimes, it's like, okay, I can get you. You can take Able Ride here. Then you take the game. You know, they'll still sit there and kind of put all these pieces together that can be really overwhelming. So,
Christina, just
as
a supplement to everything you're talking about with driving, is there anything we ought to know about AARP driving courses?
Yes. So the AARP driving courses we offer at Clinton G. Martin Park. Of course, we encourage people, if you are a driver, to do this because you can lower your insurance or you can take points off. I do these because who doesn't want to have cheaper insurance? And it's also on the other flip side of it. You learn something. And it's a good little refresher, too, to be in these classes and kind of pick up on, you know, defensive driving tips. I believe the April 7th one is all filled up, but you can call to see if there was any cancellation. So 869-6311 or just 311. It's Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The next one is May 12th, and there's one June 9th. It's $20 for members of AARP and $25 for non-members of AARP. So you can call in. You could actually – people are constantly coming in because it's at my building, and people come right in, and they sit with the person who coordinates it, and you could fill out your check right there and sign up for the class. So,
and one of the best things about it is when you're complete – you get a very nice discount on your insurance.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's just, it's really worth
it. Why not?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just, it's, there's benefits. So we're just trying to keep everyone safe and happy and you know, living at home as they wish. On top of this, another favorite amongst our PI members especially are these stop program dates. I really think it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. I'm hoping that we could say we are in spring, do I dare say? And, you know, spring cleaning is definitely, you know, what we're trying to encourage people to, you know, kind of get rid of things. Because we know, we all know, I think, things can add up and clutter can arise very quickly, especially in my house with the turnover of things I'm purchasing constantly. But this is Saturday, April 21st and Sunday, April 22nd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park, right in the parking lot. And at this event, you're able to get rid of tons of different dangerous and chemical waste, you know, that you can't dispose of, obviously, in your garbage, like aerosols, household chemicals, pesticides, disinfectants, rechargeable and lithium batteries, TVs and computers, latex and water-based paints. And on top of that end, you also can get rid of, which is a personal favorite, is the shredding. These giant shredding trucks are there. You can bring up to six banker's boxes, which is a decent size, and you could watch your documents be shredded right in front of you. And it's really great, too, because John had actually mentioned going, and it was kind of like a little assembly line.
Oh, it was perfect.
Yeah.
You got in the car, you drove from one spot to the other, and the nice thing about it is, I don't know, I think my wife went away, but it makes a difference. You don't have to get out of the car, especially if you're a senior. There's guys, young guys and girls. Mm-hmm. They take the stuff from your trunk, you tell them what's going, and you don't have to pick anything up.
Are there lines?
A little bit, not terrible. The biggest line was for the shredding. Mm-hmm. And the line for the shredding was like maybe seven cars, which is fine. The other ones were one or two cars ahead of you, which is not a big deal. I mean, we're in and out of there. We didn't do any shredding, but we're in and out of there very quickly. It's and again, if you wait for a half hour, mm-hmm. guess what? You got, again, it's another service that's being offered to you that you're going to call in a shredding company,
right.
and they're going to charge you $100. So this way, so it's...
No, you know what it is, too. I mean, you know, some people might have the personal shredders. I have it, too. But I swear, every time I'm trying to shred something in my personal shredder, somehow it's like, it like burns out or something with the amount of thing, you know, and it's so time consuming. This way, you can kind of just gather all of your stuff, put it aside,
right.
and then, you know, at this, it's like a one-stop shop of just getting rid of everything. Also, but we want to remind people, you cannot get, they no longer take pharmaceuticals. At these events, you could drop the pharmaceuticals though at Nassau County Police Department 24/7. This is because the rules changed with the police department, so unfortunately we cannot collect them anymore. But you are able to do that at your local police department. And on top of all these things, you could also get rid of a bunch of stuff because Big Brothers and Big Sisters is there collecting clothes, stuffed animals, electronics, toys, books, area rugs, bikes. I mean, the list goes on and on. Obviously, we tell people it's not a place to get rid of garbage. You know, if you're donating something to someone, make sure it's something that, you know, is in good condition. But it's really great. I think it's a wonderful reason to get rid of stuff and purge and clean and make room for new stuff, you know?
I think it's common sense when people give away clothes. If it doesn't fit you anymore, if it's not maybe something you like, you know, but if it's something that you would use as a rag to wash the car, you know, why would you give it on to somebody
Absolutely.
Else? Don't be, you know.
So just to remind people that these dates are April 21st and April 22nd, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be another one June 23rd at North Hempstead Beach Park and October 20th and 21st, which it seems very far away. That'll also be happening. So call 311 for more information on that.
Perfect.
Oh, my God. We saw
it. You looked at the clock.
I looked nervous. I was getting
nervous. You know, we were talking about Viscardi. We could just continue on that for a second. With their swimming thing.
Yeah, so Viscardi is a really wonderful city, and we really encourage people to go there and to tour it because there's tons of different programming there.
We were talking about Claudia Pogliani.
Yes, that's right. You got it in again. I'm very impressed. They have an indoor heated pool there that's approximately 90 degrees, which is, you know, word on the street, it's the warmest pool around. There are small exercise class sizes with an experienced instructor, convenient parking just outside the pool entrance, too. There's aquatic exercise. There's a whole bunch of different dates for that. The pricing is $96 per person for 1 6-week session, and then it goes up for different things. But there's also an open swim, which is really nice there, too, and that's only $60. As well. But there's, you know, there's really all different accommodations there. And the fact is people who have, you know, may have a disability or something, this is a great place for them to go. So if you are interested in that, you can call 516-465-1508 and reserve your spot because space is limited for that.
Perfect.
And what time would that be?
They are the aquatic exercise is 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. is also open swim. And there's a whole bunch of different dates that you can get the schedule from if you just call that number. Or you can call 311 and we'll give it to you, too.
Absolutely. We got to go into a break. The thing is, the same as talking to LIAF earlier today, there's so many opportunities. There's so many things that people
can
do.
Right, to stay active.
You just got to call 311. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.